The fifth Chinese-headquartered company in Arkansas broke ground on Friday here in the northeast corner of the state.
Today's groundbreaking ceremony also marks Rice-Silver's first phase of the manufacturing facility in Jonesboro, which will be under construction for 12 miles.
That was Yonggang Lai. He's the general manager of Rice-Silver Machinery Company. Back in 2017, his company announced their plans to build their first North American plant in Jonesboro. The ceremony took place at their new location behind FMH conveyors at the Craighead Technology Park in East Jonesboro. Rice-Silver makes fabrication parts for various manufacturers such as Caterpillar and Volvo. Mark Young is the CEO of Jonesboro Unlimited, a private partnership organization that works to bring economic opportunities to the area. Young also has been credited with getting Rice-Silver to settle here. He said Jonesboro had many of the requirements the company was looking for.
Having an industrial park like we have at Craighead Technology Park that has all infrastructure in place is extremely important. We have a great workforce in our community, and that's extremely important as well. And then when you look at Arkansas State University and the utility system that we have with City Water and Light, all of those factors and others work together to really allow us to compete successfully for this project.
Jonesboro Unlimited Chairman Chris Barber agrees with Young. He said the community pretty much sells itself.
I think we have a whole host of services and talents here. Jonesboro Unlimited is the driver for economic growth and prosperity here. Mark Young, leading the team, has really cultivated a relationship of being proactive to learn what our infrastructure capabilities are, what our talent, what our workforce are, and very responsive on that. I think the community can sell itself. We get folks here to see what kind of environment that they would be living in, with good schools, low cost of living, etc. And businesses have not only come here, but survived and thrived in the marketplace with additional expansion. So I think that's a true testament of the prosperous nature of this community and the forward-thinking individuals that have been leading this. So we're thrilled to have them here, pleased to start finally turning dirt and start seeing some construction go up.
All of Rice-Silver's plants are located in China, but when they wanted to break into the North American market, they searched 70 different locations before deciding to build in Jonesboro. Mike Preston is the executive director of the Arkansas Economic Development Commission. Preston told reporters that winning the bid for an international company to build in a certain location is very competitive. He said Rice-Silver choosing this area says a lot.
For them to look at all of North America and say, you know what, the best place that I'm going to go is Jonesboro, Arkansas. That says a lot about this community. That says a lot about the state and the vote of confidence that they have. And really, it's a testament to our workforce, that they believe so much in our workforce that they would want to come here, build this facility, their first venture into the United States. It's tremendous, tremendously exciting for this community.
As stated before, this is Arkansas's fifth Chinese-headquartered company to operate in Arkansas, the second company in Northeast Arkansas. Shandong Ruyi Technology will bring 800 jobs to Forest City and St. Francis County. Clark County, Little Rock, and Danville are also getting Chinese companies. However, with Rice-Silver choosing to build their first North American plant in Northeast Arkansas, Preston said he sees economic growth in this area's future.
It means more jobs. It means more economic impact. It means that they're going to supply great companies like Caterpillar, other companies like that. We hope to see more projects, more jobs in this area, and to continue to build on this momentum.
Rice-Silver is investing $20 million into the plant, which will generate 130 new jobs. Phase one of construction is set to be complete in July 2019. In Jonesboro, I'm Brandon Tabor, KASU News.